The Frame Center Podcast.
Welcome to the Frame Center Podcast, where we discuss all things framing related and all things art related on the South Shore. It's me, Dave, and you know, I got Scott with me, and we're going to be talking about Free Frame Friday today.
Warning, warning, you are about to hear an unfiltered Facebook Live broadcast for Free Frame Friday. For the sake of those driving or using headphones, you may wish to turn down your volume.
What's up, Facebook? As promised, Free Frame Friday video today. And we're up in the Frame Center studios of the Frame Center Podcast. You know, people are very excited about that. People are very excited about Free Frames. I'm excited about Free Frames. 8 of them going out today. They're going all over the place. They're going to Maine. They're going to New Jersey. They're going to Chicago. A lot of hockey pictures in there this week. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about all sorts of stuff. And anyway, Frame Center shooting area out back. Still looking for Pudge to get by. Fire off some pucks. Get the place broken in. Anyway, 8 frames. If you have an idea for somebody that deserves a free frame, reach out, let me know. Maybe we can make that happen. That's it. Free Frame Friday tomorrow. I'm excited. You should be excited. If you're not, well, you know, whatever. See ya.
This concludes our live broadcast of Free Frame Friday. You may now return to normal volume levels. Thank you.
All right. Sorry, a little interruption there. We get, you know, a little, you know, Facebook Live video, kind of a, you know, slight tradition with Free Frame Friday.
Yeah. Free Frame Friday? What is Free Frame? People might not know what Free Frame Friday is.
So Free Frame Friday is, you know, it's kind of a, you know, a fun thing, good excuse to send people, you know, a frame every once in a while.
Your brainchild of the COVID situation, correct?
Yeah, it is. It's over 2 years now. I think we're pushing 3. When did COVID start?
The before times. I don't remember. 2019.
I think oddly enough, it was like in April that the first, I think it was April
2020. Fools. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was like April 2020. So that's pretty wild. I think it's right. On, you know, since some of the stuff I started doing on Facebook, it's kind of almost, it's kind of almost documented it for me, which is kind of, you know, it's kind of cool.
You get those reminders of 2 years ago, you posted this video.
Yeah. Some of them are tough to watch. Some of them are actually fun. Yeah. So, you know, I felt like I was making progress getting better on those live videos from, time to time, but you know, Then all of a sudden you do one like I did a couple of minutes ago, and it, you know, feel like I'm back to square one.
Hey, my kid knows when I'm watching one of your videos because "What's up, Facebook Live?" comes from across the room, and he knows exactly what I'm watching in the other room. So
yeah, that's kind of the tagline.
Exactly.
but you know, I mean, I think that you know we were kind of we had a little extra. I had a little free time here when we were shut down.
Mm-hmm.
We started. You know, I'd been working on some stuff, and you know. I don't know. I think maybe it was like an addiction. I needed to continue framing things
to have some strange reason.
Since like 20 plus years of like framing pictures
every day
for your entire life with very few breaks. You know, I started just framing things, and you know, I think like a lot of other people, I was probably spending a little bit too much time staring at social media and which resulted in seeing pictures that people posted, which is kind of cool. I remember the first one we sent out, and when I sent it out, that was I think it was to Kristen Manning, and it was a picture of her husband Brian playing goal, and he, one of Zade's teammates was shooting on him, and it was just kind of a cool picture. And I wanted him to have it because I know he'd come out of retirement for that. For that said, shot, you know, COVID, yeah. You know, I think he said COVID was, you know, brought him out of retirement and his son was shooting pucks on him. And that was kind of fun. I thought it was, you know, it was easy. I think we were, you know, UPS was still delivering. We were still, like, started sending packages out because we were still framing. Like, I was still doing all the maps online because those were going all over the country.
Yeah.
And people were buying online.
Yeah, they blew up at that time, too.
Yeah. So that was crazy. So it was just ended up framing a couple extra things, and that was the first one they sent out. That was awesome. And then it just – from there, I think I started doing some stuff with Caitlin Litchfield, and we were just doing her portraits because I kind of connected with her with that front door step. What the hell is that called? It's like the front step project.
Oh,
the,
yeah,
the photographers were going to people's houses and shooting them in front of the
the stoops there.
Yeah, they're like on their front steps.
Yeah.
Like people were doing a lot of family portraits that way during that, you know, the COVID time. So we started we teamed up and we were sending, you know, she was actually delivering those ones. We were like to people. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. I think people really liked that. We since have done a couple other things with her and, you know, hopefully we'll continue to do some more. Maybe we'll get some more of her portraits out now that my, now that I'm thinking about it again.
Yeah. And it's been a positive response on a lot of this thing. It's funny. The gift of giving someone a memory that they just keep on their phone or on their social feeds rather than displaying them in their house, because it's become so much easier just to take pictures, but nobody's displaying them anymore. They're always, you know, stuck on a phone somewhere, stuck on a laptop and a computer, somewhere in cyberspace, but not in the home.
Yeah, it gives me an excuse to, like, creep around on people's social media, like, look through all their pictures and, you know, find ones that I like. And, you know, it's been a fun way to, like, so this week I sent out a couple guys who were coaching Zade. I've been able to send out things to a bunch of his coaches. It's kind of just a nice, you know, nice thank you for those type of things.
We did the first responders, though, when everything was first going on. I remember that. We did a group.
Yeah, we were doing
something. My friend is a firefighter. We sent stuff out for his family,
mm-hmm.
A few nurses and things like that.
I don't think there's no shortage of people who deserve to get a free frame every mm-hmm. once in a while. And, you know, I've had a lot of help from, you know, from other people. Jen's helped me. My friend Ross has helped me a ton. Every once in a while, somebody will send, some unrelated, you know, person, which is, I kind of welcome, because it, you know, it's nice. You know, I don't know. It's kind of a fun thing. We just started doing the stuff with press. Where we're sending stuff to some of his customers and, you know, sending some people, like gift cards to get free juices.
Oh, yeah.
Did a couple things with the farmers market here in Hanover that we sponsor. That was kind of fun. We pulled a couple of those things. Hopefully we'll do some more of those. Yeah, who knows? And hopefully we'll come up with some other ideas, too.
Yeah, well, it used to be like you did 3 or 4. How many did we send out today?
I think today we sent out 8. I think my goal in my head, like, I don't like to send out any less than, like, 4.
Right.
But, you know, 4 or 5 every week is the, you know, is what I shoot for. But some weeks I get carried away. Like, you know, I think I still have, like, 2 upstairs that are, or actually 3 that I'm going to send next week.
There you go.
They were, like, a little bit ahead. But, like, because one of them, the people are on a trip, and I don't think they'll be back till next week.
So yeah, having
the other ones, I just couldn't, like, I'm trying to stay. I don't want to send more than 10. I feel like that's like, yeah, some other people get upset with me. They're like almost too much, you know. But yeah, 4 to 5 a week. But you know, since I was away last week,
catching up.
Yeah, I mean, I think we only sent out 4 last week because I got them ready before I left.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, then I have too much time on my hands, and I want to send more people frames. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, though. And
it's good practice.
It's not all local either, too, because you said a couple of them were heading out. What was it?
Yeah, so one, we sent one to Chicago. We sent one to Maine this week. And where else did we send? Oh, we sent one to New Jersey. It doesn't necessarily have to have anything to do with, hopefully, people that get free frames aren't going to other frame stores. But, you know, I don't really care. That's not the point of it. It's,
right.
The point is just to be, like, you know, making people's day.
Yeah,
making
it's
people
a good
happy.
Deed. It makes somebody's day, and it makes you, you know. It's...
Yeah, I mean, I get, like, all sorts. I mean, honestly, I think, I mean, I share with you guys all the time. I mean, people send me letters. People text me very, you know, like, thankful. It's all, and it's just, like, a
it's
really
something
cool
that's
thing.
Not done anymore, and that's what's really nice about it. It's a...
I mean, if you go to a frame store and they don't send you a free frame every once in a while,
what kind of a frame place is this?
You go to the frame place? I don't know. I mean, I really haven't like turned it into like a as much of a frame center thing than I probably should. Maybe we'll transition it at some point. I don't know. It's still like I post the videos on my Facebook. I do, you know. I don't even know if I want to make it all about Frame Center.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's really more of a, I don't know. I mean, but who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am. I guess the face of the Frame Center now
have
a podcast.
We got the podcast going and maybe that's a good segment for this section right here. If anybody has somebody they would like to nominate for Free Frame Friday, that's listening right now. If they want to contact us through staff@framecenter.com, send us a little blurb about why you want to send it out to this person. Include the image you want to send so that maybe we don't have to go digging quite as far. I mean, Dave does like super sleuthing through social medias. But, you know, if we can save a little time, especially if this catches on, it'd be nice to have maybe the reason behind that picture that you want to send to somebody.
Yeah, the reason behind it. I mean, the reason can be as simple as it's an unbelievable picture of these people. And they probably, you know, I mean, some of the pictures I think people, like, you know, they have in their mind that they want a frame. But sometimes there's like a couple extra steps to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are working on the website. We, you know, hopefully at some point the website or the apps that we're developing will be so simple that someone can kind of like just pop in their images and, you know, we can just send it out like, you know, almost the same way that Free Frame Friday happens, you know.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. And, you know, maybe Free Frame Friday is a good practice run. Or
yeah,
good,
it's a dry run for it,
But, you know, I mean, I think that a lot of times people just overlook or they just don't find the time to, like, you know, have something framed that is going to, that's meaningful to themselves. Cause, you know, I don't know. We were going to have to.
It's become so easy now with, you know, social media and like just quick sharing pictures and texting people pictures and things. The art of sitting around the couch opening the scrapbook and showing off the family photos isn't there anymore.
Yep.
Same thing with putting pictures up on the wall, the mantle, any of that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, it's you know, you go into people's homes and, you know, there's maybe some nice artwork up.
Yep.
But the family portraits and things like that, they tend to be more of a, you know, maybe a personal thing where they're in the bedroom, not on easily display. So sending out these smaller ones that we do, because, you know, we're not sending anybody like 16 by 20, you know, pictures. Oh, do we? Oh, I haven't seen any of those.
Depends, you know. What kind of, I mean, I think that the goal is generally they're the small tabletop
a small keepsake ones. Type situation. Yep. And it's nice to be able to have those on, you know, a table or things along those lines, you know. People just don't think about framing photos anymore. It's just become so easy just to display them in every other direction.
Well, sometimes I think people run into the problem where that, you know, how many photographs do you have on your phone? I mean, like thousands. And you know, when you take a picture, you know, you're out to dinner and you take a picture of like a group or something. Mm. I mean, how many times, you know, how many shots do they take? You know, like five. And then you're like you're looking them over and you decide which one you're going to post on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if maybe that's taken the place of, you know, I don't know. I can't figure it out. But, you know, people need more frames and more pictures of their kids, more pictures
of
other
things. It's nice to just walk down your hallway and all of a sudden catch a glimpse of that photo or somebody coming over to visit that you haven't seen for a while, and they go, oh my God, I remember that night from when we went out to this, or, you know, that vacation we took, or along those lines. But if that picture wasn't there, or you wouldn't have thought about it since that last post, that you don't get a reminder from until 3 years later, remember this night 3 years ago? And then again, maybe you share it again, but it's not something that's a constant reminder of that special person or thing in your life. So that's I think what it's gone away from. And hopefully Free Frame Friday will
bring
maybe a little
it
of that
back. Yeah, you know, Free Frame Friday. We have shooting hockey pucks. That's part of Free Frame Friday. That's still a carryover from the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Erin cutout. That's a big part of Free Frame Friday. She tries to show up in all the videos.
Still scares the crap out of me when you put it in random places throughout the store and I'm not expecting it and walking into a car.
Yeah, people turn her around. We might have to start some rules about that. People can't be just messing around with the mascot of Free Frame Friday. I think that there's something there, and you know, again, if nothing else, I mean, honestly, sending people frames and like just getting a couple of the responses of people sending me text messages that I haven't heard from in a long time is just really cool. And you know, some of the letters, sometimes, I mean, I don't necessarily even know a lot of these people. Sometimes it's like it's a picture that I feel like is significant for somebody that somebody was tagged in or somebody posted. Yep. And it's just like, this is something they should have framed. And I frame things all the time. So why not?
Yeah. But another thing is a lot of people don't even think about getting that kind of stuff done. They don't know, other than going to like the CVS kiosk and getting something printed out and throwing it in a little cheap plastic frame that they can find. They're not thinking that kind of way. This isn't as easily found anymore. The chain stores have kind of killed all that, to the point where unless you find it on a shelf somewhere as you're walking by, you're not necessarily going to be grabbing that kind of thing. So having that put in their mind when you give them that and they see that, maybe they start to think about doing some more and redoing the homes and just kind of getting back into that thought process again of something they haven't done for either ever or a very long time. And I think it's a positive influence that you're putting out there. So
we're trying to spread good, Scott. That's what it's all about. Framing things is very, if people bring things in that they are attached to and they, and they're having them for, you care enough that you're going to, take some time out of your day to have it framed or want to preserve a memory. I mean, it's important. So I don't know.
If you care about it, you've come to us to get it done. There's a reason behind it. We're going to treat it right. You know, and it's the same thing goes to anything. If you found something that you think something is going to matter to somebody, it should. They should have a constant reminder of it. Other than, like I said, a 2-year notification.
Ultimately, with Free Frame Friday, if you hate the picture that's in it or you don't like it a couple of years from now, you can change it.
Yeah,
just open the frame up and put a different picture in there. Who knows? I'll never know. But I, like I said, at the end of the day, I've had enough positive responses. It makes me feel good. I get excited on Thursdays. I start to get stressed out sometimes. I'm running
only because he cares. If he didn't care, you wouldn't get stressed out.
I'm running around like a maniac, getting nervous about recording a live video. But at the end of the day, I take a lot of, there's a lot of good feelings that I get out of it. So selfishly, I feel good about doing it. I feel good about sending people gifts. And it makes my day. So, and then I get those, like I said, a couple of these things are a couple of thank you notes, a couple of, thank you texts and or calls and, some occasionally I get a call of like, where did you get this picture? Some older people.
How did you find this?
Some older people that don't understand how social media works.
If it's on the internet, it's on the internet forever, yeah. But there's nothing wrong with, getting good feelings from giving somebody else good feelings. Good vibes from good vibes is a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever, so.
Yeah, well, I'm happy about that. I think that, hopefully Free Frame Friday is like a cool tradition that we keep here for, years to come. And I don't, since I kind of have the power to give away as many frames as I want, I plan to continue to do it for as long as I can, as long as, people, until get some sort of order to stop. I think every week I will continue to send
a cease and desist.
It's shocking that it's already been over 2 years. Yeah. It's crazy. There'll be 3 years, and I just look at those milestones and like in my head, and I'm like, when we hit 5 years, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be even better when it's like 10 years. To keep doing something like that and like spreading good. And if it makes a difference, if it makes somebody happy or it makes somebody's day, like, and every week for 10 years, I mean, that's a lot of people to be touched, and, you know, hopefully that, like, it turns into them, like, being positive or them being nice, or, you know, in some way to somebody else, and it just, you know, kind of snowballs, you know, spreading good good vibes, putting good positive vibes out there. That's what the Free Frame Friday is all about, and, you know, I'm excited that I came up with it. I don't know how. Yeah.
Sometimes things, the best things that happen are happy little accidents. Yeah. So, you know, it's
like kind of, I kind of started as a goofy thing, but I think it's a very good thing. And, you know, like I said, it can, there's no stopping of it. There's no time where it's, you know, coming to an end unless I run out of, you know, unless everyone defriends me or starts hiding all of their personal pictures from me.
Everyone goes private on
that. I'll come up with a couple of ways. You know, we'll start going through your social media or, you know, or somebody else's.
Oh, great.
We'll find it. but I think it should live forever. So hopefully it just continues to snowball and, you know, it becomes the norm. And maybe some people will start ripping off the idea. Hey. And, you know, if that's all right with me too. Like, you know, that'll be even better, you know, like more good vibes going out into the world.
Yep. Well, if anybody would like to help with that, and like I said before, if you want to send anything to us at staff@framecenter.com, a picture and why you'd like us to send something out for Free Frame Friday, we'd be happy to help you with that. Yeah. You can also contact us on Facebook, Instagram, and perhaps if there's any comment section on these podcasts when we get them up and planted, they can leave some suggestions there on how we can contact them on that. But we'd be happy to help somebody make somebody else's day.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's, you know, I mean, it would be the, you know, hopefully it gets to the point where it's like there's a couple suggestions coming in every week where we, you know, where we send them out. It'd just make my life that much easier, less stress, you know. You know, it'd be a good problem to have more suggestions than
you know what to do with.
Yeah. So. Anyway.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening with us today. I think that's going to wrap it up for that.
Yeah. That's the story of Free Frame Friday. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks again, everybody. And we'll talk to you next time.
See ya.